10 years ago, I wrote a letter imploring the city to invest in red light cameras to make intersections safer and offending drivers accountable. Since their launch, their efficacy is measurable, and I do think they save lives by minimizing the number of dangerous interactions at intersections, particularly as they may involve pedestrians lawfully crossing the street. These red light camera systems are a great tool, and enforcement is very specific. The offenders are ticketed accordingly. However, I take issue with the speed cameras. While lower speeds can mean safer roads, these camera systems are not installed with the best interest of citizens. With the speed limits set so artificially low, red, laughably low in some areas, this forces people to drive much slower than what would be considered normal under typical driving conditions. Bancroft at 40 kilometers per hour? It's because there used to be a school, but there hasn't been one in 20 plus years, and yet the threshold is still this low. The councillors and senior city staff tasked with deploying these speed cameras, are we to believe they never speed? It has become a socially acceptable standard to do 10 kilometers per hour over the speed limit, yet these cameras will ticket you at a much tighter threshold. No wonder there has been pushback against these cameras. If someone runs a red light, they endanger lives. If I drive 5 kilometers per hour over the speed limit in a city with extremely low speed limits already, anyone ever do 35 to 40 kilometers per hour on Bancroft, it's slow. So that is on the same level of recklessness and carelessness as running a red light? One is indeed a ticketable offense, the other is a purely cash grab. Nicholas Leduc, Greater Sudbury.